Hi, I'm Doug Tribou. The Michigan Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday about school district policies that ban guns from school property. The districts in question are in Clio in Genesee County and Ann Arbor. Janice Swift is the school superintendent in Ann Arbor. She doesn't want guns in schools.
It is dangerous, it is risky, and is counterproductive to everything that we're wired to do in education.
But gun rights groups say school policies can't trump the state's concealed pistol law. Joining me now is Rick Pluta of the Michigan Public Radio Network, who was in the courtroom yesterday. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning.
The court is considering two cases in which school districts created their own rules limiting guns on their properties. But there's a state law that prohibits local ordinances about guns. So what's the legal argument here?
The arguments are gun rights advocates say that schools are trying to circumvent two laws, actually. One is the state's concealed pistols law, which says that people with a concealed pistol license can't conceal carry on a school campus, but they can openly carry. And that's not confusing at all. And they say there's also a state law that says that local governments can't preempt the state laws on firearms. Now, what the schools are saying, though, is that one, that preemption law, it specifically names cities, townships, counties, villages, and it does not mention school districts, which means that the preemption law does not apply to schools. And that's why the Ann Arbor and Clio schools say they can enact gun bans on their campuses.
So some state legislators see that silence about school districts within the language of the law as a loophole that can be closed. What are they proposing to do about that in the legislature?
Well, the active legislation is actually on the concealed pistol side of it. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to come up with some kind of a new system where we don't have this anomaly where you have a concealed pistol license that allows you to openly carry on these places that are supposed to be, quote, gun-free zones. That effort right now is pretty much stalled in the House Judiciary Committee while all the different sides try to hash it out.
Rick, during the oral arguments before the state Supreme Court yesterday, one justice openly wondered about what the legislature was planning and how it might affect the case. Tell us about that moment.
Oh, sure. That was Chief Justice Stephen Markman, who said, look, the legislature is trying to work through this issue right now, and I have concerns that they might come up with something that's contrary to whatever the court might decide in this case. And he wanted some guidance on what the legislature might do. And as you know, we just explained, that's still a very, very open question.
What other questions did you hear in court yesterday, Rick?
There were two lines of questioning that were particularly intriguing and might help signal where the court might go. Justice Bridget Mary McCormick, a Democrat from Ann Arbor, who we should say whose son is a high school student in Ann Arbor, suggested, well, that maybe the concealed pistol law is permissive. It says in the absence of a rule that it's not a crime to openly carry a gun on campus if you have a license. But she said,
so the state law says it's not a crime for for somebody to carry a gun. The policy can still say, but we don't want you on our property if you're doing it, so we have the ability to remove you. It's just, it's not a crime. Why is there a conflict?
That school districts, unlike cities, townships, villages, and counties, don't adopt ordinances. They just adopt rules and policies for, you know, maintaining order and a good educational environment. Now, Stephen Markman, the Chief Justice, he wanted to know, but okay, gun rights advocates, if the law, the preemption law, is silent on school districts, well, why aren't school districts in there? And then to the schools, he said, fine, but show me the law, the black letter law that says you have the ability to restrict guns.
Just tell me where the authority comes from. That's all I want to know.
And that was the line of questioning that Markman seemed most interested in.
Okay, and the court's expected to rule on this case in the coming months. That's Rick Pluta, the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Rick, thanks a lot.
A pleasure, Doug.